Some Tuya MCU devices combine few settings on single DPID. This doesn't necessarily mean you cannot alter the state of such DPID from OBK webpage, but in all cases, you will need calculator. One such device is TonPD63 Wi-Fi. This is automatic circuit breaker with power meter capabilities. Under and over voltage protection, maximum current protection, some prepaid functions, etc. Of course, the most important is, as the name of the device states, you can control it over Wi-Fi. I'm not going to explain here how to flash this device with OBK. You can find more info about that here. Now, I suppose you already flashed your device and you have written the correct autoexec.bat file. If you open device's webpage, you will land into something like this. From the screenshot above, one can conclude everything is okay. Toggles are responding and the device performs expected functions. If we take a closer look, we will discover that not everything is okay. In this case, protection reaction time, protection recovery time, and purchased energy are shown correct, and you can change them. But what should mean channel fault equals 65536, breaker ID equals 0, leakage current protection equals 67174430? Under voltage, over voltage, and maximum current, you cannot even set them. In this example, I intentionally set this DPID as read-only, because in general, you really cannot set it from this interface. Now checking fault channel and knowing the representation of the fault, we will discover everything is okay, since 65536 corresponds to 2 to the 16th, i.e., 16th bit is high, and this should say not enough purchased energy. So everything is okay. The same is valid for leakage current protection. 67174430 DEC equals 04101E hex. 01, protection is on. 01E equals 30 milliamps leakage current is allowed. You can even change that. Enter 67108896. 04000020. Protection is off and 32 milliamps leakage current is allowed. You can check settings in the device and you will see everything is okay. Now comes the question. Okay, should I each time calculate everything and moreover, how I can set the other protections? The problem here is when more than one setting is mapped on a single DPID, it is possible to have overflow. Tuya MCU devices are using 32-bit CPU, which means longint is 4 bytes. So if the data of DPID is up to 4 bytes, as we see this in fault channel and leakage protection channel, you will receive it correct. But you will need calculator to understand and alter these DPIDs. If data of certain DPID is more than 4 bytes, like breaker ID and the other protections, OV, UV, etc., we receive 0 and we cannot alter this DPID. There are two possibilities to solve this issue. The first possibility is to forward all data to your home automation server. The second possibility is to create alternative control web page. Both ways are using DP command, kindly implemented by @pkatsmarek2. The format of the command is https://ipcmn=dp, where IP is IP address of your device. This will return the state of all mapped DPIDs in the correct data type form they are mapped. So raw will return really array of bytes, string will return string, etc. You can issue DP command via MQTT. Home Automation HA server will process the incoming data. Via JavaScript, web page, or again, HA server will process incoming data. You can issue DP command even through curl. In this case, I created alternative web page to control this TonPD63 Wi-Fi device. Initial purpose was quickly to access device's settings without writing additional modules for integration in my HA server. I'm using FHEM, which is written in Perl, and definitely additional module was necessary. Now, I realize you can use this alternative page as an example to create your own module in whatever programming language your HA server understands. To use this alternative page, you need 1. You successfully flashed your device. 2. You have configured it correctly via autoexec.bat. I recommend to use the attached by me autoexec.bat. Edit. If you are not using my autoexec.bat, be sure to set flag 46 in order DP command to work. 3. To use the script, first open it with text editor.